Yeah, but Lechura Takasha and Rav Yechanan, though, Lechura is saying it's told in the Machlokes Tanoim, and for the Gemara, Ela, no, I'll tell you, Ela Biakfeho. I'll tell you, we're talking about now, it could be the brook itself, this flow of water, Avada, was very wide. Could be it was more than Dalon Tzvachim wide. The flow of water going in the back of your house was a real Carmelis. It was deep, Yutvachim, and it was wide, 5 or 6 Tzvachim. That was no Shalom the Carmelis. Now, what are we talking about? How will you be, Martin, now? I tell you the Akfeho. Akfeh means the rim. In other words, like the bank of the flow of water. There was a rim coming up on top of it. Now, the rim on top of it, if that's less than Gimel Tzvachim, that's called the Makom Ptur. Anything that's Gimel Tzvachim high and not wide for Tzvachim is a Makom Ptur. So that's what the Shaila was. Ela Biakfeho Ula Hachlis. And the Yetzer then would be to stop off. Like, lower down your pitcher into the Carmelis. Now, schlep up the water and let it rest now on the rim of the bank, like on the bank of this flow of water. Now, the bank itself is a Makom Ptur. Since it's only it's less than Gimel Tzvachim wide, it's a Makom Ptur. So then, once it's resting on then, you're allowed to schlep the water up then into your porch. Once you're taking it from a Makom Ptur into Rosh HaSiyachid. So that would be the Yetzer. Take the water from the Carmelis onto a Makom Ptur, onto like the rim of the bank of the river, and then schlep the water up from the bank, from the rim, up into your apartment. That's the Shaila. So Mo'ela Biakfeh, on the rim around it. Ula Hachlif. The what? That you want to first put it from the Carmelis into the Makom Ptur, and then from the Makom Ptur up until your Rosh HaSiyachid. For the Gemara, that's Pshat is also Shver. V'yohki yosi Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yechanan. Rav Dimi said over the name of Rav Yechanan like this. Makom Shein Boy Arbo Al Arbo. And it's what's called a Makom Ptur, that anybody is mutter to carry into it, as long as it's not 4 by 4 Tvachim wide. Is mutter levnei Rishus, the Yochel levnei Rishus HaRabim. Lekate falov. Somebody standing in the Rishus HaRabim is allowed to put down his bundle on top of this Makom, providing it's not 4 by 4 Tvachim wide. If it's 3 Tvachim off the ground, and less than dollar by dollar, it's a Makom Ptur, he's allowed to put something down. Abba Obovari says, Klo Shalo Yachlifu. But he said, Klo, you're not allowed to take the bundle from Rosh HaRabim and put it down on a Makom Ptur, and then pick up the bundle and bring it to Rosh HaSiyachid. That's awesome, the Rabbonin. So, Bezoi, what are you telling me now we're talking about? That take your pitcher, put it into the Carmelis, get the water up out of the Carmelis, put it down on the Makom Ptur on the rim of the bank, on the rim of the water, and then slap it up to Rosh HaSiyachid. That's Mamash Osir of Dimi, said the name of Yechanan. He says, when you're holding with a Makom Ptur, you can't take from the Rosh HaRabim, put it onto the Makom Ptur. That would be Mutter. But to pick it up and take it into Rosh HaSiyachid, that's Osir. Because it's Gzeira, maybe you carry it directly from the Rosh HaSiyachid into Rosh HaSiyachid. So how can you tell me here you're allowed to schlep the water from the Carmelis into Rosh HaSiyachid through the Makom Ptur? It should also be also Gzeira, maybe you carry it directly. And the Gemara, maybe there's no kasha. Hosam Rishuyas Deraisa. When does Rav Dimi say the name of Rav Yechanan that's asked to take to do two things? To carry from Rosh HaRabim into a Makom Ptur, back to Rosh HaYochid. That's what we're talking about, a Rosh HaRabim and a Rosh HaYochid. That's the Surah Deraisa. If you would carry directly from the Rosh HaRabim to Rosh HaYochid, you'd be doing a Nisi Deraisa. The other Rabbanan said you shouldn't do it. But I'll tell you, Hosam Rishuyas Rabbanan. But here, what are we talking about? You want to schlep the water from this Amasamayim, this flow of water, which is only a Carmelis, up into your apartment, which is only Rosh HaSiyachid, which with the Raisa, it's Mutter. It's only us and the Rabbonin. So I'll tell you, it's only us and the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin didn't make any Gzeira. The Rabbonin will matter you to carry the water from the Carmelis to the rim, which is a Makom Ptur. Now, from the rim, you carry it into your apartment, that's what's Mutter. So the Machlokes here just is, how wide does the rim be that is still called the Makom Ptur? Like, when does it lose its shame Makom Ptur? It's called the Carmelis. The Tanakhama says if it's Gimel Tvachim wide, it's not a Makom Ptur anymore. And the Shimon Gamliel says no. Kol Zaman, it's not Dalet Tvachim wide, it's still a Makom Ptur. Or was there Fred Gemara? For Rabbi Yechanan, Brishriyas Rabbanan Ami Yomer. One Kashav is no. Rabbi Yechanan that said you shouldn't carry from a Rosh HaRabim into a Makom Ptur, into Rosh HaSiyachid, said the same halacha even by the Rabbonik of Rosh HaYis. So it's a kasha here. How could he carry from the Carmelis onto the rim, back up into the apartment? It should be usher. The Tanan we learned, Koisel Shebein Beis Chatzeris. If you have a wall dividing between two different Chatzerim, Gevoya Yutvachim, if this wall is Yutvachim high, V'roichiv Abor, and it's wide for Tvachim, is Alocha Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'im Ma'arvin Echad. These two Chatzerim have to make two separate Arubi Chatzeris. They can't make one. Because since there's a wall dividing the two of them, they have no Pesach to get into one to the other, they can't make one Erev Chatzeris. Hoya Baroishay Peris. What about if there were Peris fruits on top of this wall? Now the top of the wall is a Rishus HaYachid, because it's wide for Tvachim, and it's higher, Yutvachim, it's Rishus HaYachid. So the locker is, Elo Oilem Mikan V'Oichlin, the people on the right chutz could climb up this wall and eat the Peris on top there. V'Elo Oilem Mikan V'Oichlin, the people on the left chutz could climb up the wall and eat the Peris on top of the wall, because on top of the wall is Rishus HaYachid. What about Nifrat HaKoisel? Let's say the Koisel now got a pirsa, got a hole in the wall. Ad Eser Amis, up until 10 Amis, so it's still called the Pesach. It's called, you have a wall there with the Pesach to walk through. Then the locker is Marvin Shnayim, V'Yimrotzu Marvin Echad. If they want to, the two Chatzerim can make one Erev together, because there's a Pesach now between the two of them. If they also want to, they can make two separate Erevs, because they're still called the Mechitza there. It's called the Mechitza with a Pesach. That if they want to, they can do whatever they want. Either make it together, because there is a Pesach straight through, or else make two separate Arubi Chatzeris. Mevnei Shuke Pesach. Yes, Mikan. Let's say the Pirtza, the hole in the wall, is wider than Yudamis. That's always called a Pirtza. That like breaks the wall. There's no more wall here. Then the din is Marv Nechad. These two Chatzerim are like one Chatzer. They Bedavka have to make one. They Bedavka have to make one Erev together. V'yein Marv Shnayim. They can't make two Arubi Chatzeris. Vevinim bo harakasha now, ein bo, and the Murray Esther Shiloh we had before, Vevinim bo, ein bo ya bo mai. What's the halacha if on top of the wall it's not wide dalat tvachim? The top of the wall is only wide three tvachim. So Omar Rav, Rav first said a churma there, that Aver Beiz Rishush let this boy, that since both Chatzerim have equal rights to use the top of this wall, it's like neither of them are, both of them are also to use it. Is v'loyozis boy molaneima. They can't even move the food on top of the wall, mamash an inch. You can't move the food at all. It's not movable. Any little bit you're moving, it's like you're moving from one rishus to another rishus. That was Rav Chumra. For Rabbi Yechinen Amar though, Rabbi Yechinen said no. It's called the Makom Ptur. Since it's Gevoya Yutvachim, and the top is not Dalat Tvachim wide. So anything that's not Dalat Tvachim wide is a Makom Ptur. So locher is Elu Malin Mikan V'Yechlin. The people on the right chutz have a right to go up there and eat there. V'Elu Malin Mikan V'Yechlin. And the people on the left chutz have a right to climb up on top of the wall and eat there. And what? And they can carry down also, because it's called the Makom Ptur. And the Mor says V'Yos the Rav Yechlin time before. And Rav Yechlin goes according to the Shita. The Chiyos the Rav Dimi Om Rav Yechlin. When Rav Dimi came, he said over in the name of Rav Yechlin that Makom Shein Boy Arbu Al Abu. Anytime you have a mokum that's gimel tfachim off the ground, but it's not wide, four tfachim by four tfachim, what din does it have? It's called a mokum ptur. That's mutal of nei rishus rabban of nei rishus yochid. That lekate falov. That people from the rishus rabban can take off their bundle and put it down on top of this stump. This stump is only a mokum ptur, it's mutter. And the people in rishus yochid have a right to take off their bundle and put it down on top of this stump. Since this stump is not rochiv dalat by dalat fochim, it's a makom ptur, it's mutter. Or bovado, if Yechon said clearly, you bovad only shelo yachlifu. You should not carry directly, like take from the shusarabim, put your bundle down on the stump, and then pick up the stump, pick up your bundle, and bring it into the shus yochin. Even though midiraita that's mutter, because the anocha was always made from makom ptur, but midirabonon it's also maybe you carry directly from the shusarabim to the shus yochin. Now the Gemara says the same halacha applies there by the wall. When you have this wall in between two chotzes, the top of the wall is a makom ptur. So each chotzer is allowed to carry from their chotzer to the top of the wall. But they're not allowed to carry once on top of the wall, they can't bring it down to the next chotzer. That's also why? Because the gzeira, maybe you carry directly from one chotzer to another chotzer. This is the kasha. You see, Rabbi Yochanan made his gzeira, even though it's only nisim and rabbonim. He had to carry from one chotzer over the wall to the other chotzer, midiraisa, rather it's mutter. Because midiraisa, they're both rishus yochid. It's only yosim and rabbonim. So you see, even in the rabbonim, Rabbi Yochanan makes his takonim. So Chura Takasha on our Mandiyom here that we want to say, here we're saying, what's the Eitzon? Lower your pitcher down, bring the water up from the Karmelis, put it on the Makom Ptur, and then schlep it straight up to your house. Rabbi Yochanan says, even on Rishuyos Rabbanan, it's also to do directly from one Rishu straight to the other Rishus. And with the Gemara Enechnami, I'll tell you, he, Ziri Omro. Ziri said this. And Enechnami, Ziri things are an our man the Yom, an our Gemara. For the Gemara, Uli Ziri, Kasha Ho, Enechnami, according to Ziri, then, in Shra our Gemara, we're saying that Yechanan gave them the Eitzah to lower down the pitcher and get the water out of the caramelists and put it on top of the rim and walk them through and schlep it up. I, according to Ziri, Rabbi Yechanan said that was Osir. Ateretzi, Ziri Mukum Law, Biyama Samayim Gufa. Ziri learns that our Shiloh about how wide this was, not to give it a shame Makam Tur, but the Shiloh was in the stream of water itself. How wide was the stream of water? That the Tanakhama says if the stream was Gimel Tfachim wide, that's called the Karmelis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. If the stream has to at least be Dalet Tfachim wide. If it's Dalet Tfachim wide, then it's called the Karmelis. Less than Dalet Tfachim wide is not called the Karmelis. That's the way Ziri is going to learn the Machlekes. Enechnami. Ziri will not learn the Machlekes is if it's called a Mokum Ptur to say you're allowed to carry from the Carmelus onto the rim of Mokum Ptur and carry it up to your apartment. That sheet of his ulcer. Now the Shiloh is the whole water, the whole flow of water wasn't the Carmelus. Since the first man the Yom is less than 3 tefachim, it's not it's called the Mokum Ptur, the whole thing. Then Pshitzi could carry that water straight to your apartment. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we're talking about as long as it's less than Dalat Tfachim wide, then it's called a Mokum Ptur still. So more of Rav Dimi Tanoihi. But according to Rav Dimi and Echlam, it comes out to Machlokes Tanoim. Yeah. So the more of it, according to Rav Dimi, it comes out to Machlokes Tanoim. The what that Rav Dimi says before, Rashi, Rav Dimi Diyomar, Ein Karmelus Pchusi Midalat Tanoihi. According to this pshat now, I, Rav Dimi, said before pshito that you don't have a shem karmelus unless it's at least dalet tfachim or dalet tfachim. Anything less than that is not called a karmelus. And here we're learning now in our braisa, Tanakhama says no. As long as it's wide, gimel tfachim, the flow of water, it's also awesome to carry it up. Why? Because something gimel tfachim wide could also be called a karmelus. So look, Mar Nechnami, according to Rav Dimi, that's what he says, it has to be dalet tfachim wide to give it a shem karmelus. Pshitas tolling the machlokes tanoim. He's only saying that according to the second man, the other, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to the Tanakhama Taka, since it's Roch of Gimel, it could also be called the Karmelis. It doesn't Madavka have to be Roch of Dalet. Yeah. So tomorrow, Vetehevi Kichuri Karmelis. We still have a Kasha here. So Drashi Vetehevi Kichuri Karmelis. Why do we say if this flow of water that goes through the chotzer, we're saying now, if it's less than gimel tfachim wide, so it's called like a mokum ptur, therefore you're allowed to schlep the water up from the flow of water into your apartment, because it's a mokum ptur. The kasher is, though, this flow of water, avada outside or a mile down, avada it's wide. Every flow of water comes from a nice stream of water that at some point it is roch of dal tfachim, it is a real karmelis. Just at one part of the stream, it could be it got narrow, it's not dal tfachim. But halacha chure, chure means a hole. Let's say you have a hole in the wall that's facing the Rishus Rabbim, and there's a hole in the wall facing the Rishus Rabbim, that's called chure Rishus Rabbim. That has a loch, it has a din like a Rishus Rabbim also. So the kasha here will also, this flow of water, even though right now it's not gimel tfachim wide or four tfachim wide, it shouldn't be called a makom ptur. Since it's attached to the big stream of water further up or further down, that is a karmelis, this should be called like a hole, an offspring from a karmelis. And the hole that leads into a karmelis should also be like a karmelis. So the stream of water at all points should have a shem karmelis. How are we saying now, if it's not wide gimel tfachim, the stream of water is like a mokum ptur, that if it goes outside your apartment, you're allowed to schlep the water up from the stream into your house, because it's a mokum ptur? Why? It's attached to a karmelis. Let it be like a churei karmelis. Fred Gemara, but the heavy ki churei karmelis. It should be like the hole that's attached to a karmelis. Now the Gemara, Abaya bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, the Yarmir Tevayah, they both say, ein churei karmelis, and no, there's no such halacha. Even though you have a hole that leads into the karmelis, since the karmelis is only osi, midrabbanan, the rabbanan were not machmen to give a din, a chur, to a karmelis. A hole leading into a karmelis has no din to it. If it itself is not dalet tfachim wide, it's not called the karmelis, called the mokum ptur. Only by Rishus Rabbim do we say if you have a hole leading into Rishus Rabbim, to chur Rishus Rabbim also has been like Rishus Rabbim. So Drashi, vitevi ki chur karmelis. for a high amo, a filo less be sheer kamlis, even though it's not wide gimel or four tzvachim. Listen, sir, mishim chura kamlis. Let it be just like the whole leading into a kamlis. Ki eichad yarmina masech to Shabbos. Look, we say in the Gemara on Shabbos. Chura rishus rabim. If you have rishus rabim and a whole leading into it, it's rishus rabim dummy. Kigoyin koisel hasamach rishus rabim. If you have a wall, right on the side of rishus rabim. V'yesh boy chur, and there's a little hole in the wall. V'zorek arba amis. You threw something, four amis, in the rishus rabim. V'nach shom, and it landed in this hole. You should know chayiv. It's considered like it landed in the Rishus Rabim itself, since this is a hole that leads into Rishus Rabim. It's Hochinami. Hoyil v'yesh bo shir kamlis koydim shetikonis liyir. Avad, the stream of water before it comes into the city is very wide. There it is, a kamlis. Is hashto nami tisisar the kamlis asiyam. The mikamlis asiyam. Since the stream of water does come from a wider stream of water, which over there is a kamlis, so now when it comes into the city, it should also be called a kamlis. So why do we say now it's not rochim, gimel tvachim, it's mutter? The Teretz is, ein teiras chur on the kamlis. True, in the Rishus Rabban you say it, but in the Rishus Rabban on the kamlis you don't say it. Ravashi yamano, afilu teimlo yesh chur on the kamlis. A fool, you want to say the Rabbanim were machmir, even on a Rishus to Rabbanim like a kamlis, the Rabbanim still said a chur opening up into it is osur. I'll tell you, hani mili bismucha, that's only if the chur is right near, like a Rishus Rabbin. You have the hole in the wall, it's right near the Rishus Rabbin. So a hole that's right near the Rishus Rabbin has a din like Rishus Rabbin. Hu adin, a hole right near the kamlis, has a din like a kamlis. Abahocha b'mufleges. Here we're talking about the stream of water for a long distance now. It's not rochiv gimel tvachim, or it's not wide dal tvachim. So for a long stream already, a long stretch of area, it's not a kamlis. Even though further outside the city is attached to a kamlis, that's zichah, we're not machmir. If it would be right next to the kamlis, then we'd say a smaller area that comes off a kamlis is also called like the kamlis. But here that it's so far away, but muflegis, we don't say it. Drashi Shane boy kishir elulam rochik. It's only far away that it's a kamlis. So now in the middle of the city, we don't say it has a shame kamlis on it. Ravina, one Ravina gives another teretz. We're going the Ovid la nifkoi apuma, that he made a nifko like a little machitza at the entrance where the stream of water comes into your chotzer. Drashi Ravina ama high shir the gimel b'dal the rabbonin. Reb Shimon Gamliel loy bishir the ama gufon. We're not talking about the shear of the Amasamayim, how wide the stream of water is. And we're not talking about that on top of the rim is a mokum ptur, to say it's mutter to carry from the kamlis to the mokum ptur up to your apartment. That's not what we're talking about. Now what are we talking about here? The yovad le nifka. What does that mean? El the yovad lo nifka drashi. Mutsas. You made like a little mechitza, a little blockage where the water comes in. And the mechitza started near the rim, inside the rim, mikan and mikan. The question is now, you have a flow, the water is flowing through, and you started to make a mechitza in the middle of it. You put a mechitza in the middle where the water enters. But the question is, the mechitza didn't reach the end of the Amasamayim. It didn't reach the end. It was in the middle. So now, how much area is the leftover that we should say lovud is considered attached to the end of the flow of water? The Tanakam, the halacha we hold is, kol zaman is less than gimel tfachim away, we say lovud. So if it's less than gimel tfachim, this area from where the end of the wall is up until the flow of the water, if it's less than gimel tfachim here, we say love it here, and love it on the other side. Then it's considered like you have a good mechitza straight across the flow of water, then it's mutter. And the Shimon Gamliel sheet like we always had is, he says lovud even with less than four tfachim. Even though it's more than gimel tfachim away from the wall, if it's less than four tfachim away from the wall, we say lovud. So that's the shaila here. That's the shaila we had already before once. If you say lovid, three tvachim, or do you say it by four tvachim? So the yavad le nifka pum, you made like a little mechitza at the entrance of the flow. The yaz the rabbon le time where they say lovid, you always say less than gimel tvachim. From Shimon Gamliel le time me, that is shittu is, you always say lovid, less than four tvachim. So that's this machloek is four and three. Nothing to do with the shir kamlis, nothing to do with the malkum ptur. It's going to talk like our Mishnah, that when you have a flow of water coming through the chotzer, the flow of water is a kamlis. How is a mutter take the water out of the flow onto the chotzer? Only if you make a mechitza at the beginning when the water comes in, and a mechitza where the water goes out. Now you've started to make the mechitza, just the mechitza didn't reach the two ends. So if it's less than gimel tefachim away, you say loved, it's mutter. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even though it's less than four tefachim, also it's mutter. You say loved less than four tefachim. So that's the Mishnah. Gizustra, we had already before, that's the porch sticking out of your wall, that underneath the porch is an amas amayim, is a river. Not amas, is a river. Gizustra, shilamalim in amayim, on top of the water. Is ein mamal in menel b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch the water up, because the bottom is a karmelis, and the top is a reshus ha-yachid. Halim came also lo mechitza, unless on your porch you made a mechitza gvoi yasar tfochim. You have to make four mechitzas around you, going up your tfochim, bein mumala bein mumata. Where the mechitzas are going up on top of your porch, or the mechitzas are going down underneath your porch, abi you have mechitzas, you tfochim. Like this is a kal by water we always have, that we say good achis. The mechitzas on top of water, we say they go down as if they reach the water, and it's considered one reshus ha-yachid straight down, and you can fetch the water up. V'chein shteig is the story. Same thing, we have two porches. Zu l'malam izu. One higher up than the other one. They're not directly on top one of the other. They're a little bit away, but one's a higher level, one's a lower level. Also lal yoyna. Now the top porch made this tikkun. This tikkun is, in the middle of the porch, you have to make a hole, four tfachim by four tfachim, and you make mechitzas up, you tfachim all around it. So these mechitzas now go straight down to the water. So as if the reshus yochid goes straight down, you can slap the water up. So the top porch made this tikkun. The bottom porch should not make this tikkun. They don't have a hole with dalad mechitzas, with four mechitzas all on the side of it, you tfachim, right? So from the bottom porch, you can't step up the water. So how does the bottom porch want to step up the water? They want to use the top porch. Either they want to throw the bucket up to the top porch and let it go down the hole, or else the Gemara before said they wanted to go up and walk to the top porch and use that porch. And we're talking about that they're shutfis. They made the top tikkun together, so the bottom people have a right to use it. So then the lochrish, teyam asuris achiyarvu. Calls them on these two people, didn't make a rubachateris, it's also free to them to use it. Because they're two different diurim, have a right to use this top porch, so the yasa zelzeh. So even the people living on next to the top porch is not allowed to throw his pitcher down to get the water, because the bottom person also has a right to use it. So when two people have a right to use one makom, it's also midrabanan without an erubi chaseris. So the Gemara masnisin the loike Chananya ben Akavia. Our mission does not go according to the chiddush we just saw before, according to Chananya ben Akavia. The Tanya, what was his chiddush? Chananya ben Akavia oimer gizustro sheyesh bo dal damis. You should know if you have a flat porch that's 4 amas by 4 amas, 24 tfachim by 24 tfachim, chaykik bo dalad al dalad. In the middle of this porch, hollow out a hole, 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. That's all. And now we'll say this modern swara of kofof will look as if we're going to bend the rect, each 10 tfachim on the side of it, we're going to bend it upwards, as if there's a mechitza there. Umamala, and you're allowed to strap up the water. Now our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says, claw, you have to make mechitzas. Mashma, we don't hold like Rabbi Chanina. It's not enough to say a svar kofav will like bend up these 10 tfachim. No, we don't bend it up for you. You have to make yourself directly upwards four mechitzas going up, you tfachim. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Rabbi Yossi, ben Zimra. Loihit the Rabbi Chanina ben Akav yel biyama shotver. Could be no. Kurmit says no machlokes. He was not matur. He was only matur in the yam shotver. Hoyil v'yesh lo ganim. Because there's a bank. There are mechitzas all around the Yam Shotferia. V'yayoros makafifas mekifas oisoyim. So Mela looks, it really is called Rishus Yochid. Therefore, by that Yam he's making. Avo v'shar meimus loy. But any other river, he doesn't come onto this Kulurida. So Mela is not mechulak on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about other rivers. Their takot's only mutter. If you have mamish mechitzas standing upwards, yutvachamai, all around your hole. But just if you have a straight porch, 4 amas and 4 amas, it wouldn't be matter by other rivers. Only over the river of Yam Shotveria, which Mikwa, then is Rishus Yochid. Just that it's wider than the base of Sayim. So, but the Rabbonin, it's also to Metaltum. So, the Rabbonin will make it with such a swar of Kofa. Ton Rabbonin. Gimel Dvorim Hitir Rebbe Chanina ben Akabi Lanche Tveria. He gave 3 coolies to the people living near Tveria. Memalen Mayim Migazustra B'Shabbos. One chiz like we just learned. If you have your porch, that's 4 amas by 4 amas wide, you're allowed to fetch up the water from the middle of your porch from the Yam Shotveria. The time name be Otsa, who are then you could time in mean, put your peris. Like, time in means to, time with your, put it into, you want to wrap it around, like, you're allowed to wrap around your peris, the yotza. That's the psoilish or kitnius. That's like the shaft that comes off the beans. If you want to use the shaft of the beans to wrap around your peris, it's mutter. The time in biyotza. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. And it's not makabel tumo. Umestafkin bialuntis. And you're allowed to dry yourself with towels on Shabbos. If you take a cold bath on Shabbos, you're allowed to dry yourself with towels. Now, what are these dinim? Memalamayim exusri, could fetch up the water from this porch, b'Shabbos hod yamorun. That was the chiddush we just had before. That even though your porch is a flat 4 amas by 4 amas, it's mutter to fetch up the water. Just make a hole in the middle, 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and we say kofach. We look as if the sides, the yud tfachim on all 4 sides, bend up by themselves. That was one chiddush. Now, v'toyim nim biotzer, you're allowed to, cover up your peris with the shaft that comes off the kitnius. Mahi, what's this chiddush? The tanya, we learned like this. Hishkim lohovi psoilis. If you wake up early in the morning to get the psoilis, get the shaft off the kitnius, off the beans, in b'shvil shiyesh olav tal, if the reason why you got up early in the morning, because in the morning there's dew on top of the shaft. Now, when you want to wrap the shaft around your peris to preserve the peris, you want the dew to be on the shaft. The melo, this dew is called mayim. And when the water touches the peris, it's called your nicha, with this water touching the peris. So it's machsha, the peris could be makabel tumah. That's the locha. Peris fruit, it can't be makabel tumah unless first water went on top of the peris that your nicha, after the peris were pulled off. So after you pulled off the peris, if you wrap around it with the wet shaft, that you adopted got early, you got up early in the morning to get this wet shaft that has the towel on it, that's called nichalei, that's called yamachshe the peris makabel tumah. Hareyu b'chiyutan, that's called yinichu with the water, you're happy with this water that's touching the peris now is huchshir, could be makabel tumah. If a sheretz now touches the peris is makabel tumah. V'yim b'shvil shlo yivatim m'lachtei, what about no? The reason why you got up early in the morning is not because you want to do that's on the shaft. Stam, you work a whole day, you have no time in the daytime to collect the shaft. That's why you had to get up early. Has Vim Bishvil Shlayavatim Malachti should not stare you from working, and a b'chiyutan. Then we say, no, you're not nicha with the dew that's around the shaft. So even though this shaft is wet and touches the peris, it's not machshla kabutuman, because you're not nicha with the water to touch your peris. That was the second chiddush of Rabbi Chanina. Right, another chiddush is, now, Anshei Tferia, this was Anshei Tferia, Kemish Layavatim Malachti Domi. They answered for you also, those people that Rashi Balim Lochevi, they're people that worked hard. So when they got up in the morning to collect the sheaf, Zichah the Kavona was not Glechiyutan to make the peris wet to Machsel Kabatumah. The Kavona was just to use the sheaf because they couldn't do it any other time of the day. So therefore it's not Machsel Kabatumah. Umestafkin bialuntis. The third Kiddush was, if they take a cold shower, they're allowed to dry themselves with a towel. Or menichin bechalon, they have to leave it in the window. But you can't give it over to the bath attender. Because you give it over to them, we're afraid since their job is to make the towels nice, they'll go to wring out the towel, they'll be over the eschita. So you can't give it to the attender to take care of it on Shabbos. You're even allowed to carry your towel with your hands to your house, providing a varatirish. But there's not exactly you come to be sochet to squeeze out your towel. We're not afraid. You let her carry the towel home. Carry the towel home. Omer Rava Bar Rav Huna loyshonu elu lamalis avolish poich oser. Trashi loyshonu shemechitza tluya materes bezustria. That will go back to our original ocha. We have your porch that's sticking out of the wall over the river. When you want to schlep up the water, we're saying if you have this hole 4x4, you can schlep it up. The Rabbanan gave a cooler. With what? If you have your mechitzes, yutfachim high, all around this hole, we say the mechitzes, good achas, go down to the water. It's called the Rishus HaYochid down there. You can schlep the water straight up from the Rishus HaYochid straight up to your porch. That's only a cooler to schlep the water up. But if you have water on top of your porch you want to throw down, that's not such a big tzarech. There are bonim weren't makel for that on Shabbos. Maskler of Ershiz, if it is kasha, v'chimah ben zel uka,
why is this different than a nukah? A nukah is a loch we had in the Gemara in Shabbos. Rashi says, "Nan b'masnisin chotzer shabchusa mi'abu amis." If you have a chotzer less than 4 amis, ain shayfchun toichem mayim b'Shabbos. You can't throw water into this chotzer on Shabbos. Elim came also loy ukum. What does that mean? Guma. You make a small hole in the ground. Machzek is a sign that holds a sign of water. V'tonya lo afal pishin esmalo ukum b'boyjoin shayfchun lo mayim b'Shabbos.
The question is, you're throwing down water into this chotzer. Now we're afraid the water is going to flow into Rishus Rabim. So we say, if you make a little uka, a little hole in the chotzer, in this mokum, the water bika goes into the hole, and we're not afraid the water will flow out. See here also, why can't you throw...